Turn to the book of Genesis tonight, Genesis chapter 30. Genesis chapter 30, please. I'd like for us to read verses 1 and 2. Genesis chapter 30, verses 1 and 2. It reads, "And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said unto Jacob, Give me children, or else I die. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel. And he said, Am I in God's stead, who hath withheld from thee the fruit of the womb?" Let's bow for prayer. Our God, once again, we're so thankful for the opportunity to spend time around your table, remembering your broken body and your shed blood on our behalf. And we thank you that in Christ we can have communion, we can have fellowship one with another, especially with thee, O God. And we ask now, as we spend these few moments together, that you would teach us from your precious word. Mould us and shape us, we pray, into the image of the Lord Jesus. In his precious name we do ask. Amen. The patriarch Jacob, in having two wives, was always going to have a difficult time. Especially because of the circumstances that eventuated in Jacob marrying Leah first and then Rachel, whom he really wanted to marry. Now at this point, Genesis chapter 30, God has blessed Leah with four sons for Jacob. Reuben, which means God sees. Simeon, God hears. Levi means to be enjoined together. And Judah, which means praise. So God has blessed Leah with four sons for Jacob. But Rachel is still barren and not able to have children. Now at least 4 years have passed. And unfortunately, the relationship between Rachel and Leah has worsened. It has an effect on Jacob, who is the meat in the sandwich. Rightfully so, because he made the sandwich, did he not? He created the situation, and therefore he is the meat in the sandwich. And he has to combat Rachel's emotionalism here in verse number 1. And it reads that Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, and Rachel envied her sister. Rachel envied her sister. Her sister Leah, who at this point has had four sons. Couldn't ask for anything more. Within the patriarchal, biblical setting, to have a son, first and foremost, was like winning the lottery. But then to have a second son and a third son and fourth son, that is unbelievable. So Rachel, the Bible teaches us, envies Leah. Why? Because Leah has something that Rachel wants. Rachel desperately wants to give birth to children. And this is why she envies her. And the Bible teaches very plainly, Rachel envied her sister. This is her eldest sister. And this is what envy is. It's to want, the want to possess that which belongs to somebody else.
a want to possess that which another has in their possession. To want that is envy. Envy is a focus on what somebody else has that we want to possess. That is envy. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 14, please. Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs chapter 14. Note then verse number 30. Concerning envy, the Bible teaches us, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 30, a sound heart is the life of the flesh. This soundness is in reference to contentment. A peaceful heart, a contented heart. But envy, the rottenness of the bones. So the Bible teaches us that a sound heart is good for us. A contented, peaceful heart is good for our well-being, but envy is the rottenness of the bones. Envy affects a person's health. Envy will affect your health. If you and I allow envy within our hearts, it will have some effect upon our physical well-being. Psychosomatic. What's within will affect your body function. And the Bible teaches us here very clearly that envy is the rottenness of the bones. It will affect our health. In fact, in Proverbs 27:4, the Bible reads, listen carefully, wrath is cruel, anger is outrageous, and it is. But who is able to stand before envy? Who is able to stand before envy? That means, in other words, that envy is hard to defeat. If you and I allow envy within our heart, it's no pushover to deal with that envy. Who can stand against envy? The Bible teaches us in Mark chapter 15, verse 10. Pilate knew the chief priests had delivered him, the Lord Jesus, for envy. The religious leaders of our Lord's day crucified the Lord Jesus. They rejected him as their Savior. They were envious. They were envious because he spoke with power and he gave evidence of Almighty God, and they envied what he possessed. And Pilate knew, the Bible says, he knew because of envy, he said, as far as he could see, they are crucifying this innocent man because they envy him. Envy is destructive. It led to the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. Envy hurts others. So we see that Rachel envied Leah. She simply wanted to possess that which Leah possessed, the ability to bear children. How do we deal with envy as it tries to creep within our hearts? Let's note there in James chapter 4, please. James chapter 4 gives us some insight concerning envy. Note there in James chapter 4, you'll note first and foremost from verses 1 to 5 of James 4 that envy leads to interpersonal struggles. This is the reason why many individuals are in personal conflict one with another. It's simply because of envy. You read along with me as I read verse 1. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Unexplainable conflict. Are you with me? James 4:1. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Have you ever been in a situation where you've wondered, now why are they at odds with me? Do
talk to me. From whence come wars and fightings among you? What's the issue here? Come they not hence, even of your own lusts, that war in your members? It's personal. Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. That's a strong statement there. Very strong statement. You love the world, you hate God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Look at verse 5. Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain? The spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy. Lust, envy. To lust is to desire after. What is envy? To desire after the possession or something that you do not have that somebody has. Rachel envied Leah. And the reason why there are interpersonal conflicts, James teaches us, it's because of envy. And why was there interpersonal conflict more so between Rachel and Leah? Because Rachel envied Leah. There were fightings between them. There were interpersonal conflicts between them. And so often you and I find ourselves in situations where there is interpersonal conflict and you're standing back and you're wondering, where did this come from? Mark my words, it could well be envy. There could be envy. That person is envying something that you possess, and it leads to this clash. Is that not what the Bible teaches? Talk to me.
Yeah.
From whence come wars and fightings among you? Where did this come from? I thought she was my friend. I thought he was my friend. And all of a sudden we're in conflict. The reason could be envy. That's what the Bible teaches. Envy leads to interpersonal struggle. So no wonder Rachel and Leah didn't get along. Because Rachel envied Leah. Now how do we deal with envy? If we allow envy to creep into our hearts, how can we deal with it? Well, let's read on. Note then verse number 6, please, of James 4. It reads, but he giveth more grace. And praise God for his grace. Not only God's saving grace, but God's empowering grace to do what God would have us to do. Envy is the rottenness of the bones. Beloved, God does not want the child of God to be envious, because the spirit of envy is carnality. For 1 Corinthians 3:3 reads, for ye are yet carnal. Listen to me. For whereas there is among you envying. Carnality. Envy is a mark of carnality. That envy leads to what? Strife. Fightings. James 4, divisions, the dividing of relationships. There was no love lost between Rachel and Leah because of envy. And the Apostle Paul said, are ye not carnal? Yeah. The
spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy, James 4:5. But, thank God for that word, but. It's a beautiful word. But. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. It's a beautiful word. Please value the word but in your Bible. The spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy, but God giveth more grace. God can enable us to have victory over that envy within our hearts. Wherefore he saith, verse 6, God resisteth the what? Proud. What is envy? What is envy? I do not have. Pride. But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto who? The humble. So how do we access this grace of God in order to gain victory over envy? Well, we need to humble ourselves. Rachel needed a good dose of humility, did she not? But no, her pride was touched. She was the favored one. She was the pretty one. She was the young one, but she is barren. And Rachel needed a good dose of humility. For God resisteth the proud, but he giveth grace unto the humble. Beloved, you and I can have victory over envy in our hearts if we will confess our pride and simply humble ourselves before God. For verse 10 reads, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. See, God wanted to lift Rachel up, but she needed to be humbled a little. Needed good dose of humility. So how do we deal with envy in our hearts? Well, we need to acknowledge that it's pride, and we need to humble ourselves before God. Then God gives us grace, that victory over that envy. But also note then verse 7, what else will help us to overcome envy? Look at verse 7. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Okay? What's the context? The subject of? Submit yourselves therefore to God. God giveth more grace to who? God gives more grace to the humble. God gives more grace to those that do what in verse 7? Submit themselves unto who? God. What's the opposite of submission? Stubbornness. Lack of submission. An unwillingness to yield. And could it well be that our envy stems back to the fact that we are not prepared to just yield and just accept what God has for us? And if Rachel had an ounce of spirituality at this point in her life, she would have said, well, praise be to God. God is still God. At least praise God that my sister at least has given birth to my husband. Given birth and children for my husband. Oh no, she envies. She envies. See, God gives grace to the humble. God gives grace to those that submit themselves unto God. And then the Bible teaches us by doing so, we will resist the devil. The work of the devil. Demonic activity is connected with envy. Woo! Are you with me? Demonic activity is connected with envy. When I allow envy in my heart, I am giving place to the devil. That's what the Bible teaches us. Submit yourselves unto God. Resist the devil. What's the devil got to do with it? Everything. Lucifer said to Almighty God, who made him king cherubim, he said, I want to be like the Most High God. And yet he was the top of the top in angelic beings. He envied the God of gods. He had pride in his heart. He had envy in his heart. And he fell. And beloved, envy is a rottenness to the bones. And envy will destroy your spiritual walk. Because you're giving place to the devil. And the devil's like a roaring lion, walketh about whom he may devour.
Well, Pastor, I didn't think envy was so serious.
Well, welcome to the real world. Yeah.
Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. God giveth grace, more grace, not to the proud, but to the humble. God gives grace to those that submit themselves unto God. Therefore, you better resist, you better stand against the works of the devil, and he will flee from you. Look at verse 8. How does God give more grace to overcome envy? Look at verse 8. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Draw nigh to God. And as we draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to us, and he will reveal our sins. And as we cleanse ourselves of that sin and we purify our hearts, we can gain victory over envy. So God giveth grace to who? To the humble. God gives grace to those that submit themselves unto God. And God gives grace to those that draw nigh to God. God promises if we draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to us. And we can draw nigh to God by having our hearts cleansed. Cleansed of what? Envy. Envy. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts. You double-minded. There's a connection here between being double-minded or unstable, instability, and envy. That's no extra charge. Instability. Envy leads to instability. Double-minded. Sin leads to instability. That's not difficult to work out. Sinful people are unstable people. But when we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
Amen.
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
And we can rest assured that we have forgiveness in the person of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we can draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to us. Beloved, we can have victory over envy. Envy is a mark of carnality. For ye are yet carnal, for where there is among you envy, there is strife, divisions, ye are yet carnal, said the Apostle Paul. and walk as men. Note then 1 Corinthians chapter 13 for a moment. So if envy is carnality, note here in 1 Corinthians 13 verse 4, as God gives us a listing of the outflow of unconditional love, God's love, agape love, note then verse 4, charity, that is unconditional love, agape love, suffereth long, is patient, long suffering, is kind. Charity envieth not. There it is. Charity envieth not. When you and I find ourselves being envious like Rachel of old, we give evidence of the fact that we are not allowing God, the Spirit, in the fullness of His power, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. We are failing to reflect charity, unconditional love. Because the Bible teaches us that charity envieth not. But to be envious is carnal, the Bible teaches us. So the issue of envy is a pride issue. The issue of envy is a demonic issue. Resist the devil. The issue of envy is a sin issue. Cleanse ye hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Envy is pride. Envy is a failure to submit to God, and therefore you are giving place to the devil. Envy is a mark of, it is sin. But if you and I will humble ourselves, if you and I will submit ourselves to God, if you and I will draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to us. God giveth more grace. God giveth more grace. 1 Peter chapter 2, please. 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 1 and 2, the Bible reads, "Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies," plural, "and envies," plural, "and all evil speakings," plural, "as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby." So this issue of envy, beloved, is a maturity issue. Rachel gave evidence of the fact that she lacked some spiritual maturity. And when we allow envy within our hearts, we give evidence of a lack of maturity. And may I warn you, my friend, envy is pride. Envy gives the devil a footing, room to move within our lives. Envy is sin. But God promises more grace. God promises grace to those that humble themselves. God promises grace to those that will submit themselves unto God. "Lord, you be the Lord of my life. You be my master." And God gives more grace to those that draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to us, and we can have victory over envy. And James tells us very clearly in his book, there in chapter 4, "From whence come these wars and fightings among you? Where are they? Where have they come from? They come from your own lusts. The Bible teaches us that we need to live peaceably with one another. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Rachel envied Leah. May God protect our hearts from envy. It will not only affect us physically, it will affect us spiritually. And we give place to the devil. So may I encourage you this evening, thank God for what you do have. Instead of envying somebody else what they have, you ought to thank God for what you have. Rachel still had a husband. Yeah. Rachel wasn't out on the streets. Rachel had a husband that loved her more than he loved Leah. Rachel was attractive. But yet she focused upon something that she wanted and she envied. And beloved, let me encourage you this evening, be thankful for what you have. Be thankful for what you have. Praise God for what you have. Thank Him. I don't have everything, but I thank God for what I have. I have salvation. I have forgiveness. I have some clothing. I have a roof over my head. I have some food in the fridge. I have a job. I have. Glory be to God. Be thankful for what you have. And stop looking at the Leahs. That leads to a spirit of what?
Envy.
May God help us. Let's close our service in prayer.